Yes, sir. And we'll start with their offense going against the Philadelphia defense. When you block Philadelphia, it starts with Fletcher Cox at defensive tackle and Brandon Graham. You must have a plan for those two guys. If you contain them, you can stop the defense. Now, we talked about moving Remmers into left guard. He struggled blocking stunts. And Forrest Hill, the right tackle, he struggled versus quickness. He'll have a tough time versus Graham. And then the secondary. How do you attack their secondary? First of all, they played a lot of zone against Atlanta, I think, to protect their corners. I think they'll do that again. There's a lot of holes in their zone defense. Now, going against their corners, find 21 Patrick Robinson, put a target on him, you go right at him. When you go at Mills, 31, and Darby, 41, you use double moves, like right there. That's a perfect video by our video department. And finally, 27, Malcolm Jenkins, anytime at safety he lines up versus a wide receiver running back, you put a target on him, he cannot cover those people. Now, let's move to the other side of the football. What are the Vikings' defensive keys against that Philadelphia offense? Number one, stop the inside run. Jay Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount, they're inside the tackle runners. That's what they do best. Jam inside, force them to go east and west. That'll shut down the running attack. And then, make Mr. Foles beat you with accuracy. How do you do that? Well, you stop the run to take away the play action. That's number one. We already did that in our first key. And then you play man-to-man against their receivers. They will struggle with man-to-man. Last week, they emphasized the short, quick game against Atlanta. How do you stop that? Limit run after catch. Let them throw 5 and 6 yard passes and tackle the ball carrier right there.
You got all.